Hello and welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we are diving into one of the most important and frequently examined topics in the energy unit, specific heat capacity. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to make sure you really understand what specific heat capacity means, how to use the equation confidently, and, crucially, how to avoid the mistakes that cost students marks every single year. So grab a pen, maybe a piece of paper, and let's get into it. Let's start with the big question. What actually is specific heat capacity? Here's the key definition, and I want you to really take this in because examiners will ask you to state it. Specific heat capacity is the amount of energy required to raise the temperature of 1 kilogram of a substance by 1 degree Celsius. Say that again with me. The energy needed to raise 1 kilogram by 1 degree Celsius. That's the definition. Every word matters. Now, different materials need different amounts of energy to heat up by the same amount. Think about this. Have you ever noticed that a metal pan handle gets burning hot very quickly, but the water inside takes ages to boil? That's specific heat capacity in action. Water has a very high specific heat capacity, 4,200 joules per kilogram per degree Celsius, meaning it needs a lot of energy to change temperature. Metal, on the other hand, has a much lower value, so it heats up and cools down quickly. This is why water is used as a coolant in car engines and why coastal areas have milder climates than inland areas. The sea absorbs and releases heat slowly, moderating the temperature. Now let's talk about the equation because this is where the marks are. The equation is delta E equals MC delta theta. Let me break that down for you. Delta E is the change in thermal energy measured in joules. The letter M is the mass of the substance measured in kilograms. The letter C is the specific heat capacity measured in joules per kilogram per degree Celsius. And delta theta is the change in temperature measured in degrees Celsius. So, delta E equals M times C times delta theta. This equation is given to you on the physics equation sheet in the exam, so you don't need to memorize it, but you absolutely must know how to use it and rearrange it. Let's walk through a worked example. A 2 kilogram block of aluminum is heated from 20 degrees Celsius to 70 degrees Celsius. The specific heat capacity of aluminum is 900 joules per kilogram per degree Celsius. Calculate the energy transferred to the block. Step 1, identify your values. Mass M equals 2 kilograms. Specific heat capacity, C equals 900 joules per kilogram per degree Celsius. Change in temperature, delta theta equals 70 minus 20, which is 50 degrees Celsius. Step 2, substitute into the equation. Delta E equals 2 times 900 times 50. Step 3, calculate 2 times 900 is 1,800. 1,800 times 50 is 90,000. So delta E equals 90,000 joules, or you could write that as 90 kilojoules. Now here's something examiners love to test, rearranging the equation. What if they give you the energy and ask you to find the mass, or give you everything except the specific heat capacity? You need to be comfortable rearranging. If you need to find mass, M equals delta E divided by C times delta theta. If you need specific heat capacity, C equals delta E divided by M times delta theta. And if you need the temperature change, delta theta equals delta E divided by M times C. A useful trick is the formula triangle. Put delta E on top and M times C times delta theta on the bottom. Cover the one you want, and what's left tells you the calculation. Now let's talk about the required practical because this comes up in exams a lot. In this practical, you use an electric immersion heater inside a metal block to supply a known amount of energy. You measure the temperature of the block at the start and end and use a joulometer to measure the energy supplied. You then use the equation to calculate the specific heat capacity of the metal. The key things examiners ask about this practical are, why do you use an insulating mat under the block? To reduce heat loss to the surroundings, which would make your calculated value of C too high, why might your calculated value be higher than the accepted value? Because some energy is lost to the surroundings rather than going into the block. And how could you improve accuracy? By lagging the block with insulating material or by using a more sensitive thermometer, right? Let's talk exam technique because this is where students drop marks unnecessarily. Mistake number one, and this is the most common, is using grams instead of kilograms. If a question says the mass is 500 grams you must convert that to 0.5 kilograms before substituting into the equation. Examiners see this error constantly. Always check your units before you start calculating. Mistake number two is confusing specific heat capacity with specific latent heat. These are completely different things. Specific heat capacity is about temperature change. The substance stays in the same state. Specific latent heat is about a change of state, like melting or boiling, where the temperature stays the same. If a question mentions melting, freezing, boiling, or condensing, that's latent heat, not specific heat capacity. Mistake number three is forgetting to calculate delta theta correctly. Delta theta is the change in temperature. It's the final temperature minus the initial temperature. If something starts at 20 degrees and ends at 80 degrees, delta theta is 60 degrees, not 80. Always subtract. Exam tip number one, always show you're working. Even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still earn method marks for correctly substituting into the equation and rearranging. Examiners are instructed to award marks for correct method even with an arithmetic error. Exam tip number two, include units in your final answer. If you calculate an energy value, write joules. If you calculate a specific heat capacity, write J per kilogram per degree C. Missing units can cost you a mark. Exam tip number three, for six more questions on this topic, you might be asked to describe and evaluate the required practical. Use the structure, apparatus, method, results, sources of error, and improvements. That structure will get you through the mark scheme. Now let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question one, what is the unit of specific heat capacity? Pause now. Answer, joules per kilogram per degree Celsius. Question two, a 1 kilogram block of water is heated from 10 degrees to 30 degrees. The specific heat capacity of water is 4,200 joules per kilogram per degree Celsius. What is the energy transferred? Pause now. Answer, delta E equals 1 times 4,200 times 20, which equals 84,000 joules. Question three, why is water used as a coolant in car engines? Pause now. Answer, because water has a high specific heat capacity, meaning it can absorb a large amount of energy with only a small rise in temperature. Question four, in the required practical, why might the calculated value of specific heat capacity be higher than the accepted value? Pause now. Answer, because some energy is lost to the surroundings rather than being transferred to the metal block. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today. One, specific heat capacity is the energy needed to raise 1 kilogram of a substance by 1 degree Celsius. Learn that definition word for word. Two, the equation is delta E equals MC delta theta. It's on the equation sheet, but you must know how to use and rearrange it. Three, always convert grams to kilograms before substituting. Always calculate delta theta as final minus initial temperature. Four, don't confuse specific heat capacity with specific latent heat. One involves temperature change, the other involves a change of state. Five, in the required practical, the calculated value is usually higher than the accepted value because of heat loss to the surroundings. You've got this. Specific heat capacity is a topic where careful, methodical working earns you full marks every time. Show your steps, check your units, and you'll be absolutely fine. Good luck with your revision. I'll see you in the next episode.